Oh my word, yes. Well, that, the day I walked into a leopard rather than night. So I'm house-sitting this gorgeous house up in El Karama. And it's kind of, you know, built in the style of a lodge, because eventually it will be turned over to being a lodge. And, you know, they've got two little dogs, terriers, so I have to really watch out, because there's leopards and there's this beautiful infinity pool. There's a waterhole up the front where there's elephants and grevy zebra and plain zebra, as well as all sorts of other animals, from giraffes, impala, to, you know, all sorts of things. And so I've been with the two dogs, the two terriers, for nearly a month, I think. Could have even been longer. But I'm unable to finish this house sitting. So I've called up a friend of mine, and he has come up, and we're overlapping for 3 days so that he can learn all the things to do with looking after these dogs. So I say to him, right, I've been dying to sleep outside, because you know what I'm like. So you've got the dogs, you're in the room, because obviously you can't sleep outside with the dogs, because leopards love eating little terriers for snacks. So I think I'm going to go up and sleep on the pool bench up at the top. Anyway, we have a beautiful day, and I had another friend staying, and we sort of, you know, had a few beers, but always a few beers is a few too many for me, because I'm so hopeless at drinking. So by the time it gets to, you know, 9 o'clock in the evening, I've got a stomping headache and I'm just exhausted and I'm dehydrated. So I say to everyone, right, you lot, I'm off to bed, can't stay up anymore. So I head off up to the swimming pool, which is sort of 100 meters away on a U-shaped path. So if you imagine going from the main house, it's on the shorter U and then the longer edge of the U. And there's two little shortcuts that connect each of the arms of the sideways U together. But I go the long way round, get up to the pool bench, get myself sorted, get into bed, and it's a beautiful night. You know, quite a, I can't remember how close to full moon it was, but it was a pretty bright moon and it was nice and warm. So I'm now in bed, and it gets to midnight, and I wake up, and this headache has not gone away, and I'm really fighting it. So I think, right, I'm going to have to go get some painkillers, go get some Panadol. So the Panadol's down at the main house. So because it's such a beautiful night, I think, well, I don't need a torch. So I go out, you know, the pool, I'm kind of in the pool house, which is all open, and I go out through the back of the pool house, and I start heading down the path, no shoes on, because I didn't want my flip-flops on, because I have to walk past the bedroom where the two little dogs are, and if they hear me, they're going to start barking, and then they'll wake up my friend. And you know, I just thought, rather let me tiptoe down with no shoes on and no torch, and you know, holding my head in my hands, because I just, my headache was throbbing, and I didn't put my glasses on. Anyway, down I walk, and then I get to the first little shortcut, and I think, oh, well, I'll just take the shortcut down and cross over to the other arm of the U, and then I won't go past the doggies so they won't hear me. I take two steps down this little dirt path, and next thing, right there, on, because there's a sort of rock coppy, and sitting on the rock coppy is a female leopard, and I catch sight of her, and she's shoulder height, and she snarls at me, and I'm literally, I could have reached out and touched her. So I look to the ground, I look away, and I say, I'm sorry, Miss Leopard, I'm very sorry, I got a roaring headache, I need to get down to the main house, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take a shortcut. And I can feel her presence, and I can feel, you know, when you're in the bush and you know what it's like, that snarl is a proper snarl to kill type thing. And my heart's racing, but I'm not looking, and I had only briefly caught a glimpse of her. So I said to her, look, I'm going to take two steps backwards, back onto the main path. Just, I'm going to walk away, just let me go. So I take two steps back and I stop, and she gives this low growl, which makes me know, okay, well, that's all right. So off I walk down the path, get to the house, take my paracetamol, and then I think, well, there's no way I'm going back up there again, because I have to walk right past her. So I'm not going to go back up, so I'll just have to sleep down here. And of course, my blankets and duvet were up there, so I managed to get two carpets and wrapped myself in the carpets and slept down on the sofa outside on the veranda of the main house, which is, you know, 50 metres from the waterhole. And of course, on the one night I'm struggling because I had two beers and I got a throbbing headache, everything decides to come alive. Next thing, this hippo comes, you know, grunting past, grunt, grunt, grunt. And I'm thinking, come on, I'm trying to sleep. And then these three hyena killer spring hare, and not a spring hare, an African scrub hare, sorry. And that causes a load of commotion. And then next thing, a herd of elephants appears at the waterhole. You know, and all I want to do is just get a good night's sleep. Anyway, I must have finally fallen asleep. And then the next day we checked the camera traps. And yeah, this photo that you see is the camera trap of the leopard. So she was right there. And yeah, I pretty much walked into her. I could have reached out and patted her on the head. So I'm extremely lucky. What a tale. What a tale indeed.